This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Last year, there were about 4,400 evictions in Travis County. As judges will tell you, the majority of these cases are because a family can no longer afford to pay rent. All this week, KUT is running stories about evictions. Yesterday, we learned about how evictions work and how common they are. Today, KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has the story of how one family's eviction from a home in Austin meant moving out of the city entirely.
It's just before 7 in the morning.
Leah, is that a new backpack?
It's blue.
Wow, do you like it?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
It got surprises in it. What
kind of surprises?
Let me show you.
4-year-old Leah Barnett gets ready for her first day of preschool in Killeen, an hour north of Austin. Just like her backpack, this whole day is kind of a surprise to Leah and her family. You see, in July, Leah, her mom, dad, and two brothers were evicted from their home in North Austin. They moved to Killeen to live with family. Now Leah and her brothers are starting school here.
What is that?
Paper,
yeah.
Clothes, scissors.
Yeah, and right. What is that? Clothes? And folders?
I got two folders, but my brother don't.
You have two ones? Do you have any notebooks?
Yeah.
Is today a good day or a bad day?
Right now, today is a good day.
Brittany Phillips is Leah's mom. About 3 years ago, she was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, a chronic pain disorder.
My muscles would go real limp, and my husband would have to pick me up and take me to the bathroom and, you know, help me change my clothes and do my hair and things like that.
And is there treatment for it? Is there, like, medicine you take?
Yes.
Does it help?
No, it doesn't help.
Because of the pain, Brittany quit her job as a cashier at an Austin seafood store. Her husband got a job as a technician at a car dealership. The family was doing okay, but Brittany's husband has three other kids that he pays child support for. So when you took that out of his paycheck, he brought home about $800 a month. The family got $400 in food stamps. They split a two-bedroom apartment with Brittany's in-laws, paying about $450 a month. Mom, dad, and three kids crammed into one bedroom, the kids on a blow-up mattress.
I liked living there. Yes, it was quiet. Everybody stayed to themselves.
But then Brittany's in-laws decided to move to Killeen, leaving Brittany and her husband responsible for the full rent. Brittany went back to work, this time as a home health aide, making not much more than minimum wage. As June came to an end, it looked like they weren't going to make it.
I don't know, it's just like scary because I have three kids and we don't want them sleeping in a car or...
Brittany called churches. She pulled together about half the rent in donations, but they still didn't have the nearly $1,000 they needed. The month came and went and they got a notice to leave.
When they put the eviction on the door, I was hoping to find another place, but we just couldn't afford it.
In July, they piled everything they could into a truck, a toy kitchen set, the blow-up mattress that the kids slept on, and trashed the rest. They drove out to Killeen and moved back in with Brittany's in-laws. Here, there's a lawn, and things are cheaper. But Brittany and her husband are unable to work at the jobs they had in Austin. They just can't afford the gas money needed to make a 2-hour round trip every day.
And we do our best, you know, with what we have, and it's still not enough.
As we talked, the kids played outside, messing with a hose and an old basketball net in the backyard. Their puppy, Skippy, was running around. The kids flocked to my microphone.
What's your favorite color?
Hi.
What's your favorite color? Not a color.
I know.
Silly goose.
What's your color?
Pink.
That's a great color. What's yours?
Red.
Red.
What about you?
Purple.
Purple. I love it.
It's an adventure for them, and I don't even think they know what's going on right now, but.
Is a
In late August, Brittany and her family catch a break. After 6 years, they've made it to the top of the wait list for public housing in Austin. The program requires tenants to pay only 30% of their income towards rent. At a mandatory orientation, they watch a PowerPoint on how to be a good tenant.
I know it's not like an actual cigarette that's lit, but it's still...
When it's over, we walk outside to chat. It'll still be 1 to 2 months before a place opens up. But Brittany and her husband are already worried about saving enough for a deposit and first month's rent. It takes extra planning to pay for anything, even getting to this orientation.
Was there any concern about the, because I know you guys have been concerned about the gas, you know, driving to and from Austin, and obviously you had gas to get here today. Was that a concern at all?
I had a friend that I did some work for yesterday, so that's how we got the gas money to make it here today.
Brittany and her husband saved up $20 to drive to Austin to do some work on a friend's car. That extra cash that Brittany's husband earned from the job got them to and from Austin for their orientation. Since I last spoke with the family, Brittany got a job as a cashier at a McDonald's in Killeen, so the family can start saving for rent when they get the call about a unit in public housing. And the kids? Brittany says they're loving their new school. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.